And tonight's Gaza Corner has to do with Syria. It's become, I think, numbing for a lot of people to reflect on the unfathomable death and destruction that has befallen Syria since 2012. The latest count is something like 400,000 people have been killed, millions more injured, and millions more internally and externally displaced. But I think it's very important that we do not desensitize ourselves to the suffering. And tonight, I cannot be silent about the horrors that continue to occur in Yarmouk, which is near the capital, Damascus. Since 2013, government forces and armed groups loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have imposed a brutal siege on Yarmouk, restricting the flow of food, medicine, and other humanitarian goods into the camp. The plight of Yarmouk, which has seen government bombardment, siege, occupation, most recently by al-Nusra, right now by the Islamic State, has often unfolded without attracting significant interest from the mainstream media. Yarmouk became a symbol of civilian suffering in Syria's war after a photograph last year showed tens of thousands of desperate residents queuing to get food in a line as far as the eye could see. You can see this photo if you go to the Tangents website when you get a chance, tangents.com, far right-hand column. Look at the top photo under Gaza Corner. Prior to the siege, Yarmouk was like a bustling city, more so like a bustling city than the refugee camp that everyone calls it, the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. It was a city, really, that was for Palestinians and for Syrians. There were some 160,000 Palestinians living there prior to 2012. Now, just a few thousand. It's a strategic location located just a few kilometers from Damascus. And as I say, most of the residents have either fled or been forced out of Yarmouk. These are refugees who originally either they or their parents or their parents' generation, their parents' parents, can be dated back to the Nakba, the catastrophe of 1948, when Israel was created and some 750,000 Palestinians were forced out. Some went to Jordan, many went to Syria, and most whom went to Syria went to live in Yarmouk. And then a second huge displacement happened after the 1967 war when Israel gained control of the West Bank and Gaza, lands that are part of the occupied territories and illegally held under international law. Many refugees who fled into Yarmouk turned it really into the capital of the Palestinian diaspora. That's what Yarmouk was. Yarmouk, since late 2012, has been the site of unimaginable devastation. Like Palestinian communities around the Middle East, in Kuwait, in Iraq, or Lebanon and Gaza before that, the Palestinian refugees of Yarmouk and the rest of Syria have experienced multiple displacements, leaving a trail of upheaval. Over 500,000 Palestinians lived across 9 refugee camps prior to the Syrian war. As I say, the descendants of about 750,000 Palestinians expelled from their homes during the establishment of Israel. Syria's civil war has seen many of these families displaced a second time now. Around 50,000 Palestinians have fled the country. Another 3,200 have been killed. These are estimates by the UK-based Action Group for Palestinians in Syria. The Action Group also has documented over 160 Palestinian refugees from Yarmouk who have been tortured to death by the Syrian government since the beginning of the conflict. And when you think that a situation cannot get much worse, fighting broke out between the Al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra and the Islamic State in Yarmouk, compounding the already dire situation for several thousand families still trapped inside the camp and many more who are trapped around the surrounding area. The fighting that erupted on April 7th has placed several thousand civilians amid the frontline clashes between Nusra and the Islamic State, although the fighting the last few days has calmed down as the Islamic State has almost evicted Jabhat al-Nusra from Yarmouk. They now control 90% Islamic State. Quote, Daesh, which is the name for Islamic State, has chased al-Nusra, its former ally in the Yarmouk camp, from 90% of the territory it controlled, the Palestine Liberation Organization chief in Damascus, Anwar Abdel Hadi, said. Nusra and ISIS had together controlled 70% of Yarmouk since April of last year, according to this official. After 2 years of a Syrian regime siege that resulted in civilian deaths from starvation and lack of medical supplies, and then the incursion of the Islamic State into the camp last year in April, the vast majority were forced to flee. The Jafra Foundation for Relief and Youth Development, which is a human rights organization, which was founded inside Yarmouk in 2002. Once ISIS moved in, they moved out and are based outside Yarmouk. And their estimates are that 5,000 to 8,000 residents remain in Yarmouk alongside 2,000 to 3,000 Islamic State fighters. In April of last year, Islamic State briefly controlled over much of Yarmouk with the help of Jabhat al-Nusra. Now they're fighting each other. But the two jihadist groups have since turned, as I say, against each other, with the Palestinian factions in the camp being divided between the pro- and anti-government camps. And following this latest outbreak of fighting, activists created the hashtag on Twitter, Yarmouk Camp is Burning. Yarmouk camp is burning after ISIS reportedly began burning down civilian homes in Yarmouk. Some 20 buildings were burned this past Tuesday and Wednesday. ISIS burned down even one of the two functioning hospitals on April 13th, destroying all of the medicine and medical equipment inside. Palestine Hospital is the only functioning hospital left in Yarmouk, but it's nearly impossible for the wounded to seek care because of snipers on the rooftops and fighting that still is going on. UNRWA, which is the UN agency tasked with looking after Palestinian refugees but are really helpless in the situation, have a spokesperson by the name of Chris Gunnis, who has been in Syria for many years and does his best. He says, quote, the outbreak of fighting has already caused UNRWA to suspend humanitarian missions for Yarmouk civilians. As long as the fighting continues, these missions will remain suspended. Reports on the ground indicate that the intensity of the fighting may have lowered. However, the humanitarian situation remains dire for thousands. We are particularly concerned about lack of access to fresh water, and with summer-like temperatures, dehydration, lack of sanitation will produce serious health hazards for the remaining civilian population. And earlier today, another UNRWA spokesman, Sami Mishaha, said UNRWA is concerned about reports about the lack of clean drinking water at a time of increasing drought and no operational sewage network. This presents the threat of dangerous health problems. Residents say that the water that is available is contaminated in Yarmouk, infecting many of the residents with hepatitis or typhoid. The UNRWA official explained that the last Yarmouk food distribution took place between the 9th and 15th of March. The regime's siege and fighting has forced Yarmouk's residents to rely entirely on humanitarian aid, which right now is not coming in, and actually has been next to impossible to bring in for the last 3 years. One Yarmouk resident said, quote, there is not a piece of bread left in this camp. He said this, he was talking to Al Jazeera on the telephone while the sound of gunfire rang out behind him. Quote, there isn't medicine or water for drinking, unquote. 2,500 families are trapped inside their homes currently in Yarmouk without food, without water. This is according to telesurtv.net. It is currently unknown how many Palestinian civilians have been killed during these couple of weeks of fighting between Nusra and the Islamic State. Two civilians were found beheaded, apparently, by the Islamic State. And beyond Yarmouk's immediate tragedy, the renewed fighting raises questions about the future of the camp. To conclude, Salim Salama from the Palestinian League of Human Rights in Syria told the media outlet Al Monitor that the latest clashes may actually represent, quote, the final battle for Yarmouk, unquote, part of preparations on the ground for a political settlement in Damascus. He's referring to a brokered deal which might happen where the Islamic State fighters are given access to Raqqa, their caliphate, which they claim is their capital, and the regime would then take control of Yarmouk. This remains to be seen. Salama went on to say, the Palestinians who are in Yarmouk are abandoned today. That's very clear. And so are the Palestinians in Beirut. PLO Secretary General Saeb Erekat put the tragedy in perspective, stating, Palestinians are, quote, still paying the price of the Israeli occupation and conflict wherever they are.